our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, we had the WASDE report out today, and the typically this report doesn't move the market a whole lot, and we got the same thing this time. It really didn't move the market much at all.
You know, you're right, Randy. I think, you know, we saw a lot of the numbers a couple of weeks ago, and they just basically put them into the balance sheet today. And, you know, some small tweaks, you know, you look at the corn stocks, they were above estimates. And, you know, USDA lowered the feed exports and ethanol demand, and that's how those numbers came about. World stocks were also a little larger. But you look at that market today, Randy, and we're slightly higher, and the report was viewed as somewhat bearish. It looked like the market seemed to kind of run out of sellers, and maybe some of those negative numbers already built into that report, with the trading here over the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Now, after this report's done, now where do we go? Is it just weather and spring planting, or what's on their minds?
Well, I think, that's certainly a lot of it. You look at that wheat market and how we've been beat up, and a lot of talk with the canola being rejected from, you know, China that was shipped out of Canada, and expecting more wheat, wheat acres in Canada, and that's pressured that market this week. And, you know, still waiting for news out of China, looking at the weather, and we're certainly going to have another event here over the next 3-4 days, through South Dakota, Nebraska, southern Minnesota, Iowa, and, you know, more rain even through the heart of the Corn Belt. So the weather will be coming into play. We're still somewhat early, but there was rain over the weekend last weekend as well through Indiana and Illinois, and more moisture again this week. So, you know, weather will be coming into play, and that's certainly going to be, I think, the big news factor as we move forward here.
I know we can go from early to late. It seems like in a heartbeat almost.
You know, we can, and last year, April was a very cool month, and we had some moisture, and all of a sudden we got to May, and everything got planted in basically 3 weeks. So, a guy just has to kind of watch the weather, and we'll see how things play out here. And, you know, the later that corn goes in the ground or that wheat goes in the ground, it has a tendency to miss out on some of those top-end yields. But we're a long way from summer, a long way from pollination, and even longer from the combine. So we'll see how things play out as we move forward.
Saw quite a bit of pressure in the hog market today. What happened?
Oh, that was a tough day. You know, you look at that hog market, and we started to see some pressure in those front months, and pretty soon, we saw limit down moves continue to move into the market all the way down as far out as we can go here as far as the lean hogs. And I think the lean hogs, we've seen a lot of volatility in that trade here over the past 2-3 weeks. A lot of talk that the expectations of larger exports to China, Vietnam, you know, they're dealing with the swine fever. But I think traders are sitting back and wanting to see those actual sales take place. We're still dealing with large supplies, and the futures are at a premium again to the cash index. So we saw some sell-off today, and we'll see what we end up with tomorrow with expanded limits. And I think that spilled over to the cattle markets, too. We're going to be down, kind of a choppy morning and some red ink into the afternoon. Winter storms certainly coming into play. But, you get to the south of Nebraska and down into, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, not any real issues this week as far as weather goes. So, I think the pig's certainly leaning on that market, and the feeder's following along.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
You know, I think we got this report out of the way. I think it's going to be weather, spring planting, and Chinese news to see how things play out here, over the next 2-3-4 weeks.
Brian Strawman at Progressive Ag Marketing.